Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right. Well, since you haven't been here the last couple of days, Kristen,
feel like I have missed so much.
All hell is broken loose. And I'll put the finger right on me. Okay.
Okay.
So there you have my birthday yesterday.
Which I'm sorry I missed. Happy belated.
It's all good, man. You and I will see each other this weekend.
We will.
Somewhere over the course of the last 48 hours after my Delta 8 kicked in, I really felt like it was very funny for my birthday to come in here and make a request of everybody on the show for one present, one non-physical, something you couldn't even buy,
okay.
Right? And really what I wanted, and I was very tickled by it because I can't think of anything trashier on an adult than a hickey.
Oh, how did you even come up with that?
Delta 8.
Okay.
I wonder what other ideas pop in your head off Delta 8s.
Oh, you had. If you want me to keep a journal one night,
I really
should.
Okay, please.
So I was tickled by the idea of thinking that, look, I got birthday immunity.
Yeah.
Virtual can't say no.
Uh-huh.
So not only coming in here with hickeys, I was going to ask the entire staff to come in here with a hickey this morning, but the real chuckle that I got was these guys walking around, and you as well, walking around all weekend long. With a hickey doing all the things that you have to do in your real life.
What is wrong with you?
You know, I am looking for a therapist. I finally found one.
Maybe that should have been our birthday gift to you.
Yes.
Finding you a therapist.
Yes. I found one, but the appointment's not for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I asked everybody, okay, guys, for my birthday, come in here today with a hickey. As I looked around the room, some were chuckling. Katie was laughing pretty hard. Mo found no humor in it at all.
I thought it was the oddest request of all time.
So did everybody else on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Did they?
It's always, that is creepy.
I don't know, it's creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
It's creepy.
Creepy is saying all of you guys give me a hick.
That's just creepier.
Or guys, line up. I'm going to give each and every one of you a hickey. Okay? That is really, really creepy. So, first of all, right off the bat, before we even start with the results, I want to give Katie major applause. Major applause for her integrity.
What are you?
As I understand it, yesterday, as you were walking in the halls, one of our engineers said, look, I got a shop vac back here, and I will put this thing on your neck if you want a hickey. And Katie said, absolutely not. I need to do this authentically.
I did.
Good for you.
I did, because I was like, I have to go out there and at least attempt to do this the right way.
Yep.
And I attempted.
Yep.
It didn't happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
All right, so I thought to go to my little black book, for starters.
Look at Mo's face.
Yeah, because the rules were it didn't matter who it was or how it even happened.
Yeah.
You just had to come in here with a bruise
on
your neck.
And I didn't want to do the shock vac version. So I went to my little black book, and I was like, hey, girl. You want to give me a hickey?
No, you didn't. That's
wow.
I didn't say it like that. No, I didn't say it like that. I asked one woman, and she was like, you want to give me a drone in return? I was like, no. Look,
wow.
Then we had a counter offer. We were going back and forth, and I was like, this is like an auction now. And I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, all you really need to do is a drive-by. I'll come by. I'll walk into the apartment. It'll take 30 seconds, and I'm gone.
Real simple. Suck on this neck, right?
It does happen really fast here.
Right?
If you have somebody that's experienced.
Yeah.
If not, it could take a long time.
So then I hit up another woman. Hey, girl. I know you like this neck. And she was like, you know what? I'm not in the mood right now. I'm going through some things. Leave me alone. I'll hit you up tomorrow. I was like, okay, all right.
Do you now agree this is creepy?
No.
Okay.
No, I really don't. I think it's funny.
So I struck out. So then I went to the bar. And I was like, okay, clearly this is my favorite spot. And a lot of women walk in there. It was the day where it was just creepy men. I was like, can't even ask them for a hickey. Can't ask anyone to suck on my neck.
No, tell them what you did when the girl walked by you to try to get some napkins.
Well, I didn't notice her until after the fact.
And then Katie tried to put her neck on the girl.
Yeah, it was like, is that how it works?
Complete stranger.
Are you sure? But she walked in and out, and I was like, okay, I guess maybe I can't give you this neck. But, yeah, so then I just struck out, and then my mom got pissed, too. And so I don't know if you all saw my Instagram. She's like, Katie, don't effing do it, or else I'm going to show up. And I just got rid of her, so I don't want her to show up.
If she really loved you, she would have done it.
Not creepy at all.
No. So, yeah.
No commitment. Zero commitment. All right.
All right, so we're 0 for 1.
0 for 1, Kaylee. Now, I've already seen Kaylee, yeah, so I mean, know
you. I've got something. I've got something, but I'm going to tell you, it was the most awkward thing ever. And I have my wife, I don't know why she started recording on you. But, yeah, Tommy, you want to roll the tape?
Maybe light a candle?
No, I'm not going to light a candle.
I'll let you get on top of me and just at least dry on me or something.
Oh, no, I got laundry, dude. Come on. you just like.
It's just the way you're grabbing.
I'm not going to grab your throat.
Okay.
Or your chin.
Okay. It felt good. It did. It felt really good. I liked it.
I mean,
you're just not giving me what I need right now.
But she got it done.
Yeah, she can suck a neck. I give her that. It's the fact that there's no you. Anytime you're on the you're the recipient of a hickey or you're giving one, you're like getting frisky with someone. You're not sitting at the end of the bed like, okay, pop this zit or something. And so I started getting sensitive and ticklish. It was just awkward.
What do you have going on this weekend that you have to rock?
I have to sit around at a baseball tournament with all my son's teammates and parents, and I'll probably be running the music. And
you already got a reputation at the baseball field.
Yeah, it just adds the trashiness of me.
They're going to be surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Right, probably.
All right, Rebecca. All I wanted for my birthday was for you to get a hickey.
All right, you guys. I have a hickey.
Okay.
You just have to kind of get a little close to see it.
Okay.
But it's there.
It definitely is.
Do you need a microscope?
A mole. Do you see it?
It looks like that's a mole.
It's there. If you come close, you can see it.
Did you get makeup?
Hit with a ping pong ball?
Oh, my God. I did so much to get this. You have to see it.
I mean, you can... It's not a traditional hickey.
I need some binoculars.
Yeah.
Oh, I want
a magnifying glass.
Let me ask you a very James Lipton type question. Tell us about your process.
Okay, this was a fully transactional hickey that I planned as soon as I got back into my desk after this prompt. I'm pet sitting for a friend soon, and I told them that they wouldn't have to pay me if they gave me a hickey.
Got it done.
Hickey ho.
Yeah. And they said, okay. But they didn't do that great of a job, and I didn't want to ask them to go again for a second time.
There is certainly something there. The effort was made.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. For sure.
I think then it counts.
It's not about the size. It's that I did it.
Right.
But they need to pay you for half of the pet sitting because they gave you half a hickey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it a guy or girl that did it? Because I know.
I'm not supposed to say, but it's a girl. It was a girl.
Right. All right. There is something there. You get credit.
All right, so now you're 2 for 3.
Yeah. All right, now I know Tommy hit you yesterday and said, hey, I know you're not feeling good, but you need to come in with a hickey.
let me pull up the textual transaction.
Hey, I know you're on your deathbed. you need to come in with a hickey if you're feeling good tomorrow.
I can tell you it would not have been, my husband would not have done it.
So yesterday,
I would have had to found somebody else to do it.
Yesterday at 10:13 a.m., I texted Chris and I said, if you come in tomorrow, come in with a hickey on your neck. And I don't know why, but I capitalized hickey. It's Bert's one B-Day request for all of us to do it. And she said, what the hell went on while I was out? And then she goes, so what we're going to do here is this. I'm feeling a million times better. We'll definitely be in tomorrow. I think me sweats my ass off was getting this out. I'm hosting Rally on the Runway tomorrow night. I'm not hanging out with a bunch of kids with cancer with a hickey. You just forget to tell me. Cool. And I immediately hit her back and said, nope, turtleneck.
So no hickey for you.
No
hickey
not.
For you.
No, right. No hickey for me.
Cassie.
No hickey for Cassie.
No hickey for Cassie.
No hickey for Cassie. Chad wouldn't do it. He won't do it. He said he was not going to mark me and debase me in public for the pleasure of another man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Fingers. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Oh, big swing.
Big swing, Bo.
Well. It's me. If nothing else, I'm a man of my word.
Yes.
So I went in the hallway.
You went in the hallway of here?
Yesterday. After this was all said and done, Katie was there.
Cassie was a walk-by.
You were a walk-by.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I saw you guys.
That's what I was doing on the phone.
Are we not all just taking the same harassment training?
I'm still in the middle of it right now.
So I called my HC. That's a hickey connect. And I said, it's time for us to take our relationship to a new level. You're welcome. I need you to fly out and give me a hickey.
Fly out.
Fly out. I got my hickey.
What?
Yeah. You see that thing, Abby?
It's there. It's
Let
there.
Me see. Come turn on, around.
This, this
see
ain't no Rebecca hickey.
Let me see.
You can see it loud and clear.
Wow.
Now, this person flew in from where?
Why all this information necessary?
Okay. Say hi to your mom. Does she want to come in the studio?
Just when I thought I couldn't get creepier.
So you're making it creepy?
Yes.
So whoever it is literally flew into town to give you a hickey, leaves today?
Not after this hickey, they don't.
Okay.
Probably Sunday.
They flew in the day you called them?
Why are you so shocked, Tommy? Yes.
That's some Riz. That's some real Riz right there.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, Abby, you're not last because Tommy's got to go after you. Go ahead.
Yep, so I posted my Craigslist announcement at about 9:30 and shockingly enough, wasn't hit up by a single man in the Atlanta metropolitan area, which is, you know what, in hindsight, kind of a relief. As the only person here who exclusively dates men, I'm a little happy that not a single man wanted to show up to my apartment to suck on my neck. So in true seventh grade fashion, I turned to WikiHow on how to show up here and have this fat mark on my neck.
That thing is deep.
Turn around,
she thick.
Wow. Oh, how did you get that?
So at first I looked at my cat and I thought, how can we get creative here? And then I thought, I don't need it, PETA in my DM. So then I Googled Wikipedia and I said, how does one give themselves a hickey like a seventh grade boy coming back from summer camp?
I've done that.
And I told
that story yesterday.
I had a Dasani bottle in my fridge.
Yep.
Emptied it out, started going to town. It was like.
It's like a wide mouth bottle.
What was so annoying is it's one of those stupid, screw the environment. It was one of those like recyclable ones. So it just crumpled in my hand like a piece of paper. And so then I looked in my closet and I thought, I don't want to do this, but I think I might have to. And I plugged in my vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
And I just went. For about a good 3 minutes, and now I've got this.
3 minutes.
That one's not going away.
So I'll see y'all at Girls Night Out.
Wait, is this audio that I see, Abby, of this?
It's like a minute long. I send it to you in case you wanted to cut it up, but
I just put up the whole thing.
Well, let's listen to it. Oh.
All right, Bird Show fam. I have contacted every man I've ever made eye contact with from like the last 4 to 6 weeks. To see if anyone's available to give me a hickey, and no one is. So, my next best resort is WikiHow. Today I will be figuring out how to give myself a hickey with a water bottle. Let's do this. Okay, choose the location. Taylor Swift does have that one song where it's like, the mark of my collarbone, so we'll do that. That
song. I don't have a 2-liter bottle, so this little Dasani situation is just gonna have to work.
I highly doubt any of the losers y'all are making out with have the suction capability of a 2-liter bottle. This is much more appropriate.
Place the bottle between your hands and squeeze. Oh, something happening? No. Every man I've ever made out with.
Stupid environmentally friendly water bottle that's screwing it up. Who cares about the environment when you need a hickey on your neck by tomorrow? You know what that means. It's your time to shine, Della. Della's my cat. And then there's the vacuum cleaner.
That thing sounds industrial size.
It's a Dyson, so you could say Mr. Dyson gave me a hickey.
Damn, that one is deep and impressive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tommy.
I'm sorry, we've run out of time.
Did you pass on it last night? Did you tell Renee?
Man, I'm married to a minister. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, somebody tweeted me yesterday and said your minister excuse is BS. She's blown air up your butthole.
Oh, that's true.
I like that tweet. That was funny.
The Burt Show.